What's up? What's up? What's up? Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Freedom Riders Podcast. I am your girl, your host, the creator, Coach Ari. And I'm excited to be back here for another episode for season four. I got so much love when I dropped my flyer about this new season. And I just want to tell y'all, I love y'all the most. You guys are phenomenal and amazing. I hope you are enjoying the podcast so far. I definitely did those that bonus episode last week because I just felt like, why not kick it off with a bang, right? Why not start off high, tight, and with a lot of fire? So yeah, super glad to be back on the podcast episode on today. I hope you guys are having a phenomenal Friday. I hope your week's going good. We are in a new month. Boom, boom. We're in February. My birthday month. Woo, woo. My birthday is February 23rd. My son's birthday is February 14th. Yes, he was born on Valentine's Day. And I'm excited. You know, the beginning of this year was very phenomenal. Like, I look back at all that God has done in my life just in the beginning of the year. And I'm so like mind blown because it was only January. It's only February. We're still in the first quarter, just the second month of the year. And I want you to ask yourself, how is the beginning of the year you're going? You know, I was heavily putting it out there, you know, Clubhouse, that God wants to do something to blow your mind in the beginning of the year. And you just have to be like open to it. You got to be open to the fact that your entire life can change in 30 days. You got to be open to the fact that your entire life can change in 48 hours, 24 hours. You have to be open-minded to allow the blessings that God wants to drop in your life to flow, to really see your life, your business, your relationships, your money, your spirit, like everything flourish. So I'm excited because I'm going to tell you, I was speaking that all over the end of last year in the first year, the first month of the year, was litty. It was so phenomenal. So yo, I hope your beginning of the year is going great. Oh shoot. I hope your beginning of the year is going great. Yeah, I want to kind of discuss, let's just get into today's topic. And it's all about growth. I want to talk about growth. And it's funny because I'm like venturing out on kind of a new sector of my business or being a coach or whichever. I'm going to try to launch this new kind of program, but it's more community-based. And growth, you guys, man, let's have the conversation about growth because it can be challenging. It can be challenging. And, you know, I was talking on the phone with a very good friend of mine today, and we were talking about like the fear of doing something new and understanding that. Let's start here. Growth requires you to shed some layer of your old self, right? What I find is like we wish for things or we pray for things, we hope for things, you know, we do our vision boards and all of this stuff, but we are grossly underestimating the growth process. And what does it really, really, really take for you to get to that vision that you have for your life and your business? For me, this is a business growth. This is going to be a step for me to grow my business. And let me tell you, every time you have to grow, you feel like you're the smallest thing in the room. You feel like you know nothing. You feel like you don't have the resources or anything. And so it's interesting because when I think about growth and I think about a seed or I think about a child, in order to really flourish when you're growing, you got to be surrounded and put in the right environments in the right place. And it's so interesting that, you know, when you decide, when you know what you have to do is grow through something, you got to make sure you're in the right environment. You know, you got to make sure you're putting yourself around the right pieces, people, and places, right? The things that are going to help you grow. When you think about a seed, if the seed is not buried, it can't grow, which means it has to be in an environment of dirt, of darkness, right? All of those things. And I did a really bomb like Clubhouse series talking about the stages of darkness and how we have to understand that darkness is not necessarily a bad thing. Growth happens in states of darkness, okay? The seed has to be buried in order for it to grow. That's a state of darkness. The butterfly becomes a butterfly when it cocoons and it goes into a state of darkness. Jesus himself went into a tomb, a state of darkness, and came out with all power. Growth requires you to understand your season of darkness. And that could look like, I don't really know where I'm going. You know, I think about the scripture where the Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, right? Thy rod, thy staff that comfort me. So what I'm learning is in business or in life, when it's time to grow, that unknown, that darkness, that feeling of like, oh, I don't know if this is going to work. I don't know if this is like, what am I doing? Like, am I qualified? Like all the stuff we tell ourselves is the space where growth takes place. Now, here's the other thing. I was having this conversation with my friend. I'm like, I don't understand how people do it without God. Like, I don't understand. Because here's the truth. The reason why we fear elevation and we fear doing new things, the reason why we fear growth is because we think that it is all contingent upon us being able to do it. And here's the truth. You know you're not that great. You know that your habits ain't that good. You know that your speech isn't that great. You know that you're not qualified. You're not educated. You know that by yourself, you really cannot accomplish this thing that requires you to grow, right? And this was the revelation I had. It was that what I'm about to do, am I afraid? Yes, there's a level of fear of the unknown, a level of like, oh my God, can I really do this? But what I'm learning as I continue this journey and being successful in my life and really walking out my purpose and my destiny, being a purposepreneur, is that I don't rely on me. It's not my strength. It's not my wisdom that I'm relying on. It's the wisdom of God that he then gives me that I'm able and capable of doing the things that in my human nature make me afraid. Oh my goodness. And it's real, like, you know, so when I'm mindset coach, I see this all the time where I you know, I'm coaching someone and telling them, hey, you need to do this. This is what's going to change your life. This is going to change your business. If you do X, Y, and Z, this is going to take your business to the next level. And imposter syndrome shows up, fear shows up, doubt, and all these things. But what you have to understand is if you don't have your trust rooted in something that is perfected, that is perfection, like God is perfection. What he gives us is perfect. The power, the understanding, the wisdom. If it's not rooted in that, I understand why people get so paralyzed by fear. And therefore, you never grow. Because you don't understand that you possess everything that you need to actually go out here and make it happen. Not because you are thebomb.com, but because you got God on your side. And he equips you so then you're able to do it. And so as I'm faced with a new venture, right, it's like a new opportunity. And I'm looking at it like I have to look at it as, okay, this is not me. This is God. And he's going to equip me to do what I need to do. So I don't have to be afraid because it's not on me. So many people miss opportunities because of their fear. And you got to be careful when you're in growth, because if your fear registers to you that this is dangerous, this is your brain, right? Like your brain registers it like this is dangerous, this is not good, but it's actually an opportunity. And what I find is when opportunities show up, it's the fear that stops people from doing it. The fear of growth, the fear of change, the fear of the unknown. You're going to have to really step out and do something probably that you've never done. But you got to be okay with that. Like you have to be okay with, I don't have all the answers. That's growth. Growth is, I might not have all the answers, but I know I need to do X, Y, and Z. Growth, the growth process of life is not the easiest, right? Like I said, when I think about the three stages of growth, and I think about a seed, like the seed has to crack the shell that it's currently in. If you're going to become who you say you want to become, if you're going to chase after that vision that you say, like, this is a vision for my life. I know this is a vision for my business. I need to have this. Understand that you have to crack out of the shell that you're currently in. Oh, and y'all, it's like, listen, for even for myself, when I sit down and think about like, what's the work I need to do, right? Like, what do I need to do? I'm like, oh my, I have to crack this shell of myself. And here's where people really get messed up is because you feel like the shell of you right now is fine, you never grow. That, man, you got to be careful. Don't get so comfortable with this version of you that when it's time to shift, you don't, because you just love it so much. Like, I love the woman that I am today. Like, I feel like she's the bomb. Like, she's it. Boom. Yes, I love her. But I understand there's another level to her. You know, when I talk about mindset, everything I talk about really deals with the mindset shift of perception and perspective. And yes, you can look at it as, man, I did all this work to become who I am now, and now I have to grow again. I got to evolve again. Or the way that I look at it is, okay, yes, I feel great about who I am today, but I know there's another level to her. And I want to see that. I want to experience the highest level of myself. Woo! Do you want to experience it? And if you do, guess what's required? Growth. And growth is painful because you have to shed, you have to crack the shell. It's very humbling, right? It's very like enlightening. Yeah, that's the word. It's very enlightening. It's very humbling because you're essentially looking at all the things that don't serve you anymore. That maybe you don't feel like we're bad, right? I think a lot of times when I'm coaching people in personal development, getting them to understand some of what you're doing is not necessarily bad. It's just not aiding where you're going, right? So it's not a bad thing. It's just not helping you go further in your life. It's not helping you build the relationships you want to build. It's not helping you build the business you want to build. And because of that, you have to let it go. So really understanding that it's a mindset shift. You have to change your perspective. I desire to meet the best version of me. I desire to be the highest version of myself. And it takes work. Growth, the growth process, man, first of all, it's just that, a process. It takes work. Think about when you bury that seed. You can't just bury the seed and walk away. You got to water it. You know what I'm saying? The seed itself has to break out of that shell. Like, there's so many pieces. This is why I try to tell people, like, it is so important to make sure that your environment and where you're choosing to plant yourself is aiding your ability to grow. Say it again. The environment in which you're planting yourself, it is imperative that it is aiding your ability to grow. Because if it is not, here's the danger of not putting yourself in an environment that allows you to expand and grow and encourages you to do that and helps guide you. The danger of that is you'll be a seed full of potential that never, ever came to fruition. You'll be something full of potential that you could have been great. You could have been phenomenal. You could have been like wealthy, unimaginable, like beyond your wildest dreams, right? But because you weren't in the right environment, you were just a seed that had great capability, but never became what it was supposed to become. And we do that. We do that because we don't see our growth as something that is important. So you have to cherish the part that you have to cherish, right? Excuse me. Let me get my words together. You have to cherish your ability to grow. We don't see growth as so important as we should. Like, it is very important. It's everything. Your life, your business, your success, your the generations, your legacy is predicated on you growing and really becoming all that you were meant to be, so that you leave a great example for those who are coming after you. So we have to stop running from growth. And you know, when I started, I wanted to really bring in that fear because I understand it is a little bit scary. It does. But see, fear, the Bible says like this, fear is not a spirit that God gave you. So when fear shows up, it's a flesh feeling. Oh, come on, follow me, follow me, follow me. Fear is of the flesh. When you get in God, there is no fear because I'm not relying on myself. I'm relying on something that is perfect, that is bigger than me, that has the capability to do all things, everything abundantly above all I could think or ask. So now when the Bible says, God says, I did not give you the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind, that makes more sense. Okay, you gave me a spirit that is that can combat my flesh, which is the fear. So now think about it. Like, when you're living in fear, you're living in flesh. When you're living in fear, you believe that you are able, you are the one that is controlling everything, right? So that's a different energy. Really, really quickly, guys, I'm gonna take a break right here. And I want to invite each and every one of you to join me in my next round of my Mindset Mastery Bootcamp. Listen, this bootcamp is all about helping you identify what are the roadblocks that are standing in your way, keeping you from hitting the goals that you desire in your life. If you know you have a vision for your life and you've done the vision boards, right? And you do them every year and you have the goals, how are you truly going to shift into who you need to become that, right? Just like we're talking about in this episode, the growth factor. Listen, I want to help you identify what you need to do in order to become the woman or man that lives in that vision. So I hope you clarify the mental blocks that are standing in your way. And not only that, I'm going to show you how to break those mental roadblocks and then teach you how to build new habits, reprogram your mindset, and give you the roadmap to your vision to becoming the best version of you. If you want some more information about that, visit www.freedomriders.com and click on the tab shop and check out the Mindset Mastery Bootcamp that is kicking off next month. March, okay? Kicking off the first week in March. I hope to see each and every one of you there. And everybody who's on my podcast gets 50% off. So when you visit my website, www.freedomriders.com, go ahead, type in Mindset 50 and get that 50% off. Let's get back to the episode. So yeah, that right there blows my mind. It makes so much more sense now why God says, I did not give you the spirit of fear. And anytime we are operating in fear, it's a flesh thing. And that's a good thing to know, right? Like, so here's where the clarity strategist part of me comes in. It's good to clarify these things because it makes you more equipped to be able to combat it, right? Growth is necessary for life. If not, you will get stagnant and stuck right where you are. So if I have to grow in order to get to the vision that I want for my life, for my business or whatever, if I have to grow, then the best thing for me to do is to clarify the hiccups that I may face, right? The road bumps, the roadblocks, whatever that I'm going to face. So I better know how to navigate. And one of those being is fear. So now we understand how to navigate fear, you know, in understanding that, okay, if I'm in fear, that's my flesh. That's my flesh talking. My flesh is like rising up. I'm feeling like I got to do it by myself. And see, here's the thing with the mindset that I'm very adamant about, like when I coach about it and talk about it, is that you have to be very aware of what your mind is telling you. You know, a lot of the times we step back from growth or we shy away from it because our minds kind of tell us like, oh, it's dangerous. It's different. Different is dangerous, but that's not true, right? Different is just different. And because we become control freaks sometimes, we feel like we get to control the outcome and you don't. You just get to grow. And here's what I learned about my life. Like when God showed me visions of my business and me speaking on stages and different things like that, I understood, because I've done the mindset work, that however he gets me there, that's the journey. And on the journey, right, in the growth process, I have to trust the process. Period. I just have to trust it. But here's the thing, right? A watermelon seed never has to guess. Am I going to be a watermelon or a rose or an orange? No, like I'm a watermelon seed. I'm going to be a watermelon. I'm an orange seed. I'm going to be an orange, right? Like I'm a strawberry seed. I'm going to be a strawberry. The same thing with your life is that if God said it about you, about your life, that's what it's going to be. Oh my goodness. I'm excited. That's powerful. If he said it, that's what it's going to be. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. If he said that's what you're going to be, like the visions that God has given you for your life and everything that you're doing, if that's the vision, right? Like we do, okay, we do these vision boards. The problem with it is you have to know that that's the vision while growing to get there. And so we get so fixated on the vision. I am not fixated on the vision God gave me for my life. Like, and I've seen different things. I know I'm not the, and here's the reason why. I don't have to be so fixated on it because I know it's going to happen. I have to focus on my journey right now. I got to focus on my growth. That's the mindset shift that you have to have. You don't need to be fixated on the vision, the vision. It's great to keep it before you. Yes, write the vision. Write the vision. Make it plain means process, the growth to it. so that they, that CA can run with it. So we get fixated on the vision. We write it and be so fixated on it. To me, that's sometimes what vision boards are, is that we're just writing the vision and we fixated on it. But no, where's the make it plain? Where's the process? Where's the growth? Where's the things that you're supposed to focus on now? And so although I know that there's a vision for my life, I am focused on my process and the growth process, because I have to grow to become that woman. You have to grow to become that person that lives in that vision, because if you were already that person, you would already have it. Come on. Why? Because God said, I'm not going to promise you something I'm not going to give you. I am not a God that I should lie. So everything that you feel like, oh my God, I know this is for me. I know this business. I know this. I know this relationship. Whatever you feel, you're absolutely right. It is for you. So because he's not a liar, you don't have to focus on the vision. You got to focus on your ability to grow. You got to focus on being able to step outside of the shell and bloom and become. Because that's your assignment. Your assignment is not to be found gazing at the vision. It's your assignment is, okay, if that's the vision, if I know this is the thing for my life, what do I got to do? And that is where the growth begins. That is the growth factor. It's the ability to take your mind and say, I'm not going to get fixated on the exciting part. I'm going to get fixated on the process of it. I'm going to fixate on the growth, because that's who I am, right? The watermelon seed, when you plant it, becomes a watermelon. The seed that's not planted knows, okay, I'm going to be a watermelon. That's what I'm going to be. So you have to have the ability to be excited and not forget the vision, not forget where you're going, but be committed to the process of growth. Committed to the fact that, okay, but I have to become something in order to obtain the vision. I have to become. And that's our responsibility. See, the growth factor is your responsibility. Going back to being planted in the right environment, it's your responsibility. You know, I've heard so many people complain about the people around me don't do this, people around me don't do that, and I just didn't grow up in this, and da, da, da. And you know, sometimes I'd be like, okay, and fine. Life didn't turn out how you wanted it. The circumstances weren't all sunshine and roses. It wasn't for all of us. Everybody has their version of their story that was not the greatest, right? That's just life. There's adversity in life. It's a necessary component. Why? Because you don't know how strong you are until adversity shows up. It's growth. Come on now. Adversity allows you to grow. The seed is facing adversity, being buried, and it has to fight through the adversity to see what's really inside of it. So adversity is a part of the process. But when people are stuck on complaining, like, I didn't have this and I didn't have that, it's like, so what? Go get it. Who cares if you didn't grow up in a supportive family? You can literally create the family you want. You can literally surround yourself with people who are supportive. And can I tell you, everybody's not a hater. Everybody is not out here just hating and I don't want to support you. That's not life. There are some very supportive people. I myself am a leader in a very amazing community, the WIN networking community, full of supportive men and women who support each other on a regular basis. I have friends that are so freaking supportive, and I didn't always have that. Like, you can create the life you want to live. But we get so caught up in the excuses and we get so caught up in the adversity. We stay there, but that's not, let me tell you, adversity is not your resting place. If you stay in the resting place of adversity and complaining about this didn't happen, that didn't happen, that's where you're going to die. That's exactly where all your dreams die, your goals, your visions, they all die there. Not because God didn't want it for you, not because you didn't have the potential, but because you chose not to grow. Come on now. This is a big girl, big boy conversation. You chose not to grow through it. But this is what I do know. And I'm gonna be honest, because I'm the most honest coach we got. What I understand is growth is hard. It's scary. It's unknown. It's all of those things when you're doing it in your flesh. And listen, we all struggle with flesh in some type of way. So I'm not here to say, oh, that's a problem, because I struggle with fear and fear in my flesh, because that's the only place that fear lives, is in the flesh. Don't live in the spirit. So if you get in the spirit, you got what? Power, love, and sound mind. That's what you got. But when you're in your flesh, you got fear. And sometimes you dabble back and forth between the two, right? That is the war of being in a space where, you know, we're not of the world, but we're in it. You know, that's the war. But what you have to understand is even though you feel that fear, and I think that's, you know, probably why it's like feel the fear and do it anyways, it's the ability to tap into your spiritual being. It's the ability to tap into the God piece of you and say, I'm going to move in power, love, and a sound mind because fear is my flesh. And while I understand growth can be scary, right? To be in a dark place, you don't know where you're going, you got to have your, that's why you got to have faith. You got to have your trust rooted in something else because you can't see. Right? Like the thing that I'm about to embark on, I can't see. I don't know how this is going to go. I don't know what I'm going to encounter. And I constantly have to pull down my flesh to say, don't think of all the bad. Don't start thinking about all the things that can go wrong. No, smother that. Let me tell you something. In order to become everything that you want to become, in order to be everything you want to be, you got to smother those thoughts and those emotions that are against what you know you have the potential to be. I know I'm going to speak on stages. I know I'm a great and phenomenal mindset coach and clarity coach. I know that I can change lives. I know that I help people break the chains off of their mindsets and be able to excel in life and in business. I know I can touch people's lives and transform them in a way that allows them to be everything God called them to. I know that. And because I know that, I smother anything else that is contrary to what I know. And that allows me to grow, no matter how uncomfortable it feels. No matter how scary it feels, no matter nothing, what allows me to be able to grow, even though all those things exist, is because I lean on what I know to be true. See, in order for you to really become and get to your vision for your life and live out the life that you desire, you have to be able to smother the things that come against what you know. And here's the thing, in a growth process, you have to have a knowing. Like, so back to the seed again. Okay, the caterpillar. Let's go to the caterpillar. The caterpillar knows it's meant to become a butterfly. You have to rely on what you know so that you can yield, to growth. You have to know what you're meant to become. You have to have a knowing so that you can yield to the process of the growth, the process of maybe some darkness, the process of having to break through some things, the process of adversity. But it's the knowing that allows you to yield to the process of growth. And so that caterpillar, because it knows it's destined to become a butterfly, I'm going to yield to the cocoon. Oh, power, power. Are you yielding to the growth process? Are you yielding to the uncomfortableness, to the unknown, to the hard, to the breaking through the adverse? Are you yielding? Are you yielding? Are you yielding? Because if you're not yielding, you can't grow. And if you can't grow, you can't get to the vision. And we have so many people who are frustrated in life right now. Feeling like, oh, it's not meant for me. And I've been trying this for 10, 20 years. And clearly God just don't want me to have it. No, you won't grow. Oh, man. No, you won't yield to the growth process. And without yielding to the growth process, you can't get it. The seed has to yield to the process to becoming the watermelon. It's got to decide that this shell no longer serves me. I have to yield to this process in order to become everything I know I'm meant to be. It's some yielding that needs to happen in this growth factor. You have to yield to growth, not fight it. Not complain about it. Oh, come on. Because that's what we like to do. We complain. Oh, my God. And, you know, don't complain about it. Snatch your complaining out of the air, right? Snatch the complaining out. You can't complain. You got to yield. And inside of that yielding, you have to have a knowing, because the knowing allows you to yield to the process. Let's go to Jesus. And this is the let's tie it on a bow. He yielded to the growth process. That's how he ended up in a tomb, because he yielded to the process. If you don't yield to the process, you can't get the vision. So all of the vision boards that you have, ask yourself, are you yielded to the growth process to becoming who you need to become in order to live out that vision? Are you yielded? Are you yielded to the process of becoming a better wife or a better husband so that you can have that marriage that's full of love and full of passion and fulfilling? Are you yielded to the growth process? Are you yielded to being the best mom and the best father? And are you yielded to the process that it's going to take for you to have to work on yourself? Yes, you are the adult, but you need work too. Are you yielded to the process of becoming the business owner that makes 6 to 7 figures or that impacts lives or that builds a nonprofit that literally takes over the whole world and impacts so many people? Are you yielded to the process though? It's great to have the vision, but the knowing should help you to yield to the process of growth. The knowing is the key to making it through. The knowing is what allows you to yield. So now I can yield to this process of shedding layers of myself and shedding things that don't serve me now in this season of my life. I can yield because I know the plans that God has for my life. They're bigger than me. I know that he said, I'm doing exceedingly abundantly above all you can think or ask. And so if you had the audacity to do a vision board, do you understand that he can do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think if you yield to the process of growth? The best way to yield to the process is you got to have a knowing. And you have to hold on to that knowing, no matter what happens, no matter the season or the circumstance. I have to hold on to the knowing that I'm going to be a phenomenal, world-renowned speaker, coach, motivational speaker, and advocate for different things that I want to do with my business. I have to have a knowing of that. I have to know that I saw myself sitting on stages being interviewed about my mindset work and how I do clarity and how I bring in the scriptures and make it so revelatory to everybody, to where people are able to connect with it and help people break the chains and teach them how to really mentally reprogram their minds. I have to know that I'm qualified because God called me to it. I have to have a knowing that I've already seen myself in those places and spaces. So all I have to do is yield to the process, because the knowing lets me know it's already available to me. That's what you have to do. You need to sit down and ask yourself, what do you know? What do you know? Because it has to be the knowing that allows you to yield to your process. And as long as you keep running from the growth process, you find yourself in confusion. I'm not confused about my future because I know. Oof, bars. I'm not confused about my future because I know. And even when the circumstances don't look right, the seasons ain't matching up and blah, 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 I know this is the vision for my life. I know that is. I can't nobody shake me off of it. You have to have that. So actually, so what do you know? What do you know? And if you know it, like you say, you know it. Like, I know that I know that I know, because we good at, like, I know this is da, 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 da. I know that. Okay. So why are you running from growth? If you know, why are you running from the process of change? Because my knowing also revealed to me, right? The clarity part of knowing revealed to me that you're not ready. You got some things you got to work on. Can I tell you something? There is no future in your front. It's okay if you're not ready, because you have the ability and the time to get ready. So it's okay if you're not ready. But if you don't get some clarity and you don't get that real knowing, then you'll forfeit your opportunity. And then you either die in your comfort, die in the adversity, or hope deferred make the heart sick. You get sick. And when you move in those spaces, it's scary. It's just, you know, it's sad. So listen. The growth factor, y'all. The growth factor. So much like revelation. I think I'm gonna go listen to this podcast myself, because it was like, whoa, like so good, right? And you know, it's just to really help us, excuse me, walk through this journey and this process of really getting to the vision, getting to the goal, but understanding that it's a process. And you have to be yielded to the growth process. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Listen, if you did, please go ahead and leave a review wherever you're listening, whether it be Spotify, Apple, Google, just leave me a review. I love reading those reviews. Also, if you want to leave a comment, please feel free to do so. You can do that on Spotify. And I like reading those. And then lastly, make sure you share, make sure you subscribe, turn your notifications on so you see every single Friday when the episode drops, so you are in the know, you're not missing anything. But share the podcast. If this podcast really blessed you or it really spoke to you and you was like, oh my gosh, share it with a friend, share it with somebody who you know needs it, share it with Instagram, share it with Facebook. And if you do any of those, go ahead and tag me in it, but make sure you share with a friend. You know, it's something about having purpose friends, friends that you know, like you can connect with and get that same energy. We need that. That helps you to grow in the right environment. So yeah, make sure y'all do that. I appreciate you all for listening. You guys are phenomenal. I will see you next Friday on the Freedom Riders Podcast, the Mindset Matters Season 4. It is going down and it's just going to get better and better. It is just going to get better and better. Thank you guys for joining me. All my new subscribers, thank you for being here. I appreciate you. And everybody who's been rocking with me, you guys are phenomenal. You guys are the best. Y'all have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And I'll see you next time on the Freedom Riders Podcast. Bye, guys.